This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know a lot of us are dealing with some pretty heavy humidity, and it's kind of muggy, and it's not comfortable, and we're just kind of achy and ucky, and, you know, but you want to know what? We're going to get through it together. You know, this is why we save money throughout the year. We don't save money throughout the year for Christmas time and for Christmas presents. I really never seem to ever have enough money for Christmas presents, okay? And one of the reasons why is you need to be saving up for your power bill. My power bill, oh my gosh, the Lord have mercy, especially the office power bill. I freak out. I don't mean to yell at my staff about leaving the power on when they leave at night, but sometimes I have to and say, look, guys, okay, you know, we can't have the office temperature 72 degrees when we leave at night. We're going to have to raise the temperature a little bit because the power bill is going up and up and up. And not to mention, luckily we're in a very, very small house right now, so my power bill won't be as bad there. But Lord have mercy. So it's funny because I'm seeing everybody on the social media complaining about the humidity. And listen, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's dry. I mean, well, a lot of you guys are living in the Midwest, back east. Even though some of you guys are kind of getting a cold front, a little bit of a cold front, that's cool. Enjoy it, especially if you don't have the humidity with it. Enjoy it while it lasts. Because, whew, I tell you, July is a rough month. This is an interesting email I got. Greg from Phoenix writes, is it dangerous to wake up by an alarm clock? I think so, but how else do you wake up in the morning? I have to wake up 4 o'clock each morning when it's still dark. You know, that's interesting. I've never been asked that. Is waking up to an alarm clock dangerous for your health? I mean, it's obviously not ideal for waking up. It would be better if you just naturally wake up. But is it hazardous? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely can. I mean, I never thought an alarm clock ripping you out of a deep sleep is healthy for you. I think years ago they had done a study looking at blood pressure and heart rate, etc. I don't know if they've ever done a study on heart attacks, where if, you know, you get any plaque rupture and do people ever die because of their alarm clock. If that study ever came out, I think everybody would be freaked out and nobody would take a job where they had to come into work when they had to come in. You know, I mean, they would be like, you know what, whenever I wake up, I wake up. Do not have me wake up to an alarm clock. Well, remember, you know, we sleep in stages and cycles, and these stages last 90 minutes. And we go through 5 different stages of sleep, like your light sleep, your deep sleep, your REM sleep, etc. And so depending on where you're woken up, it could affect your cognitive abilities and stuff later that day. What I always suggest is to start getting used to your, you know, start to get a rhythm going. So, like, for example, you know, if you're always used to waking up at 4, you know, your body will get used to it. And then maybe what I would probably do is have a very, very light second alarm that does some very, very light sounds, maybe 10, 15 minutes before the big, nasty alarm clock. That's what I would probably suggest. So that maybe you're slowly coming out of that deep sleep and you're in one of the lighter stages such that when the big alarm clock happens, you don't have that big jolt. I mean, this is some tough stuff, you know, especially for those of you that have to get up when it's still dark. Remember, our bodies are designed to, you know, go to sleep when it's dark, wake up when it's light. Like I said, ideally it'd be great if you had a job where they, you got to sleep in. So, you know, and then, so you sleep in and then you go into work from noon to eight, come home, relax, go to bed. But the problem is, as many of you guys are like, no, because I got to go to Walmart in the morning, I got to get my hair cut, I got to go to the doctor. So you set your alarm because you have things to do. You know, we can't just wake up to the rooster. Our alarm clocks used to be our roosters, right? Cock-a-doodle-doo! You know, and then you'd wake up, but the cock-a-doodle-doo sound was still far away. It wasn't right there next to you. Now I have cats and dogs and alarm clocks, so I always feel like I'm ripped out of a deep sleep. So I would suggest that. Have a second alarm, maybe your cell phone. And I know some of you guys have these real light, little, pretty, tingly sounds your alarm could do on your phone, but have that phone alarm across the room. So it doesn't necessarily wake you up or rip you out of a deep sleep, but it already starts making some baseline noise trying to bring you up and out. Next, make sure you have a routine. Get yourself on a routine every day. All right? You go to bed at the same time, you wake up at the same time. Because isn't it nice when your body just naturally wakes up? Like, my body will naturally start waking up at about 6. Okay, if I feel like I'm going to have 15 minutes more, I'll turn around and I'll go back to sleep. But sometimes I'll just get up and I'll notice I can't go back to sleep because my body's getting used to it. That's extremely important. Never, never, never hit the snooze. The big problem with the snooze button is you just fall back asleep. And then you get woken up again and you're still tired. Snoozing doesn't really help you. I know you guys feel like snoozing is what helps you kind of elevate out of those deep. No. By the way, 9 hours of sleep is still the norm. Some of you guys get 4 hours and 10 minutes. No, not at all. You got to make sure you go to bed at the same time every night. You have to. Should you get rid of the alarm clock altogether? No, I would not do that. A coffee maker may be also a nice way to do it. Like for example, if your coffee maker all of a sudden goes off because it has an alarm, and now your body starts to smell the coffee while you're asleep, of course, you probably have to be near the kitchen or bring the coffee maker into your room. You start to smell the coffee, that may be a nice way for your body to slowly start getting out of that sleep, that kind of thing. You see what I mean? And make sure, of course, that you have good temperature. Temperature helps you sleep. All right? That's just some advice. You know, take it, leave it, go to sleep, sleep on it. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Again, we are casting for a television show on a national network, and they are looking for very, very interesting and unique cases that you have no problem discussing and me looking at and evaluating on national TV. So, of course, if it's something you're embarrassed about, don't. You don't have to. Don't worry. You don't have to be on the show. But if you have something that is very fascinating and very, very unique, please email us at drdahlia.com, and I will forward it to casting and the production company at drdahlia.com. We are taking anything, whether it's, you know, interesting tumors or peeing blue or, you know, tearing up and, you know, having other things come out of your tears rather than tears, or, you know, and you know, or you see interesting things. I would I'd love to talk to you and find out what it is and see if that is something you would like on the show. So please email us at drdahlia.com. We were talking about California a lot because of adventure parks, and I'm from California. I love the state of California. I think it's beautiful. All parts of California are beautiful. Yes, they have a lot of issues when it comes to politics. A lot of issues. And apparently one, I guess, venture capitalist has put on the, I guess has gained enough signatures to put on the November 2016 ballot a plan to split California into six states. All right? I guess his nonprofit group called Six Californias, all right, has now a Twitter account, and it's tweeting that they will be submitting signatures in Sacramento this week for placement on the November 2016 ballot. Stay tuned for coverage. Apparently, Roger Salazar, a spokesman for the campaign, said it's gathered more than approximately 808,000 signatures needed to place, wow, this on the ballot. Okay, now, I know, you know, this is not the first time California has suggested, or somebody from California has suggested that California do something kind of unique and trendy. Remember, they were discussing seceding from the United States and becoming their own country. Remember that? Yeah, all right. So, I mean, do I really think California is going to split up into six states? No, I don't. But the state has 38 million people, and apparently they want to dissolve it into six Californias so that each could have their own capital, legislator, be able to write its own constitution. So the northern part of the state would be Jefferson, including Humboldt and Mendocino counties. Then you have North California, which is Sonoma, Napa, Sierra Nevada region. Then you would have Silicon Valley, San Francisco, San Jose, kind of the San Francisco Bay Area would be the Silicon Valley state. Then you have the Central California with Fresno, Tulare counties. Then you have West California, which would be Santa Barbara, Los Angeles. And then you have Southern California, the Inland Empire of San Bernardino and Riverside, plus San Diego. So I live in Las Vegas. When I drive to California, and I do that a lot, basically I go through the Inland Empire and down to either San Diego or L.A., and so I would be basically going through two of those states. Hope they don't have any tolls or charges. The plan has met with resistance from the California's Democratic majority, but apparently, even just across the states, a field poll found that 59% of Californians surveyed were against the plan. Now, this isn't the first time this has been brought up. There was a suggestion a while back that there's not enough funds, and you have too many people putting money into the state for it to go to things that other people do not want the money going to. So dividing up California, I think last time it was suggested into two separate states, northern and southern, etc. That didn't fly either. But what's significant about this is it shows that people are looking for answers. There's a little bit of chaos going on right now, you know, in terms of people don't want to have the same thing happen to their city as what happened to Detroit. Okay, you know, I think Detroit will rebuild. Detroit is a phenomenal city. But the big problem Detroit had is a lot of people that paid taxes, a lot of your middle income and upper income people left Detroit. And so you didn't have as much money going into the tax system as people requiring tax dollars. As well as the car industry and everything else that happened with the recession, Detroit filed bankruptcy. Also, was it Oakland? Okay. I have to go back and look at the other cities. But, you know, when you see things like that happen and people are worried about their pensions and people are worried about what they built getting lost. I mean, bankruptcy, I don't know if any of you guys have been considering bankruptcy or have investigated into bankruptcy. This is no easy task. Okay, I come from a family where everyone in the family had to file for bankruptcy, and me and my husband were the only ones that haven't yet, and we almost had to. And trust me, we had to learn about what that was to figure out what we did during the dearth of the recession when things were so bad we didn't even think that we could, you know, hold our office, hold our house. We were just, it just shocked the hell out of us what was happening. Healthcare was going downhill. Absolutely. We started to investigate what exactly does this mean, what does it entail, because you always look at your options. Not that I ever want to. I want to pay my debts, but you know, some of these debts are just, I mean, it's overwhelming. And there is an escape route with bankruptcy. It's not an easy escape route. It's not an unscathing escape route. I mean, you have scars from that escape route. A bankruptcy leaves scars, but for many people it's definitely worth looking into. And the big take home message from filing for bankruptcy is a lot of what you built is gone. So and future decisions to build can also be at risk. Now, that is very, very unsettling for those of us kind of that are middle-aged now who were taught to build. Okay, we're not teaching our latest generations to build. Okay, because they are growing into, they are right now, you know, because, you know, kids or teenagers or young adults into this midst of, you know, having a college education is not getting you a job. You could get rich quick being a Kardashian, doing videos, you know, making a reality TV show, making eBay, making Facebook. Okay, this is not the idea of, well, you know, you build and you build and you build. They're not getting the same sort of training that we did, because it's a much different world now. You could work for a company for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. It doesn't matter. You could still lose a job tomorrow. That wasn't the world we lived in. What we lived in is you have a job, you stay there. If you're a 20-year veteran of that job, you are stuck to that place like termites. I mean, you aren't going nowhere. It's different now. So, you know, there's a much different attitude. People have a much different attitude about credit cards now than we did when we first started using them. I'm going, really? Am I supposed to use these? If I can't afford it, should I really be putting it on a credit card? Now, credit cards are a financial plan. Well, you have your credit cards, you do this, you put on the credit card. You don't put on the credit card. Credit cards are supposed to be for emergencies. But no, now credit cards are an everyday thing. Why? Because there's miles. Because there's points. Target. You get 5% off your whole bill if you use the Target credit card. So now I have a Target credit card just to get a discount, so I'm not paying full price while other people get a discount. That isn't what the credit card's supposed to be. So now you put something on the credit card to get your discount, and then you pay it off before you have finance charges. It's a much different way we're living now. So you have people very, very afraid that they could be losing their pensions. They could be losing what they put into their particular city because they helped grow that city with a bankruptcy, and people don't want it. They don't want their city to go bankrupt. They don't want their state to go bankrupt. So it's a very, very scary time. And no wonder California is thinking about regrouping. All right. And figure, you know, because I mean, if one county is going to be really, really overwhelmed and promising to take care of illegals, et cetera, that our tax dollars don't have, I can understand why some people are like, look, I don't want my tax dollars going to that. I want to know that my tax dollars are going to the schools, are going to the teachers, are going to, you know, it should be their choice, but it's not. But it's understandable. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter with Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the government now is doing a survey to assess Americans' health and behaviors, including their sexual identity. Apparently less than 3% of the U.S. population is identifying themselves as gay, lesbian, or bisexual. And the CDC reported today in the first large-scale government survey that this is what they had reported, less than 3%. And an overwhelming majority of adults, 96.6%, labeled themselves as straight in the 2013 survey. An additional 1.1% declined to answer. Some said, I don't know the answer, or they said they were something else. The figures offered a slightly smaller assessment of the size of gay, lesbian, and bisexual population than other surveys, which have pegged the overall proportion at closer to 3.5 or 4%. They say, in particular, the estimate for bisexuals was lower than in some other surveys. Now, all right, this is very, very interesting, okay? You survey a group, or you find a survey size. I get very nervous about this being used as science. Extremely nervous, because you'll have people doing the surveys with other people around. You'll have people just trying to get the surveys done. I remember years ago, some of these surveys would come in the mail with a very crisp dollar bill. So you could take the dollar bill and just put whatever answers on there. I mean, are you really, really, I mean, do these people really, really, really have an interest in helping the government get the data that they want? All right. And then a lot of people also want privacy. When I was in medical school, we learned that a huge percentage, a much larger percentage, 1 in 8 men were considered homosexual. That is a very, very large percentage, much, much bigger percentage than what is being reported. And in my office setting, I would probably say it's about 1 in 5 and 1 in 6. Okay. And it's on the rise. We have a very, very large population, and these are of people very open, and which is something we've talked about a lot on the show, where I strongly suggest people be open and comfortable and not trying to hide who they are, because as a doctor, I find those people less healthy than the ones who are open and, you know, living the life that they want to live. Remember, I told you, we have, you know, I group, you know, people into three groups. Those who deny it and deny it till the day is long, and they will take that to their grave and, you know, crush any idea of any homosexual thought and live a life that they believe they're supposed to live through their religion or through what society deems appropriate for them. Then you have others who they're not sure, and they experiment, they try to find themselves, they admit, okay, I am, but I'm going to hide it. Okay, I'm going to have those thoughts. I'm just going to keep it quiet. And then you have the group that is very open about it. Okay, and the group that's very, very open, those are my patients that are a lot more healthy. Also, many of them are in a relationship, a very successful relationship, and we've talked about how being in a relationship, a monogamous relationship, is much healthier for any couple, heterosexual, homosexual, etc. In terms of bisexuality, this was a definite eye-opener for me. All right, I thought, if you know, back in medical school days, right, when I was naive and I was learning about things through a book or through a doctor teaching me, that bisexual would be the most rare, where, you know, somebody would like both sexes, like Anne Hetch, right, who was married, I don't know if she was married to a woman and a man, I don't know if she was married, I think she's married now, but anyway, so, you know, there's some where they can't decide, they like both, more unique. We're finding that bisexual is probably the majority. And if somebody is bisexual, it doesn't necessarily mean they're gay. It doesn't necessarily mean they're heterosexual. It means they're bisexual. But nobody really gives a damn about being labeled, and nobody should be labeled. So they just are quote-unquote sexual. And the evolution of the ménage à trois and the popularity of that gaining has started to increase the numbers of people that group themselves into now bisexual. All right. And then you have the heterosexual group that, you know, they have heterosexual thoughts. They may have homosexual thoughts. They may, but they describe themselves as heterosexual. They stay in heterosexual relationships, monogamously or non-monogamously, and that seems to be the biggest, most common group. So back in, I guess, 1957, the Federal Health Interview Survey comprised a wide range of questions and topics including medical care, vaccinations, tobacco use. The data is collected from the CDC, which conducts interviews with thousands of Americans across the country. And because it's a huge sample size, 33,000 adults between the ages of 18 and 64, methods, face-to-face interviews, questions, it's a survey that is smiled upon and data could be useful because of the grouping, but you know, my big issue is there's not really the objectivity that you have. I mean, I have couples that I see, and one is homosexual. They don't want to admit it, and they come to me privately for medication to get them through the marriage or to deal with their anxiety or deal with the depression. Okay? And they don't want to admit it. They don't want to come forward. They want to stay in the relationship. And you know, you see this a lot. And I mean, I think many of us have seen, couples where one, you know, clearly does not seem to be into the relationship, whether it's a heterosexual couple, a homosexual couple, etc. You see that. All right. And it, you know, so I think the number is higher. And what's very important to discern with that is I think we really, really underestimate what our population needs are. Okay. You know, it's very, very easy to pick on the minority with like the tobacco users, people who smoke. Okay. It was very, very easy for the government to say, well, we'll tax cigarettes. Okay. They're a minority. It's not going to hurt us in the polls. We could, you know, rip on the minority, which I'm against. Okay. Even though I hate smoking and I can't stand, I think it causes cancer. I think it's against our constitution to discriminate and tax them separately and tax their products separately. Okay, you tax all products then. You don't just tax cigarettes to the degree that you're taxing. That's discriminatory. But nobody's saying anything because they're a minority. All right, well, we're finding that certain groups are not minorities. And you can't be unfair thinking they're a minority. All these jokes that people used to make on TV shows and movies about homosexuality, etc., that's not cool anymore. Because we're finding that it's not cool, it's not politically correct, all right? And it's, you know, very, very frowned upon. But two, you know, it's not a minority anymore. Who's becoming a minority? All right. Well, heterosexuals will probably become a minority now that more people are open and more people are experimenting with bisexuality. Whites are becoming a minority. We're having a huge shift of our divisions in society. Now, we're trying not to divide. We're trying to all blend, but it's not working out that way. And so when you look at this survey and the researchers, they're considering this a quote unquote major step forward in closing gaps in understanding. What I would do if I was a researcher is I would go at it as, okay, the average person, look at the average person, look at everybody as the average. And the average person may have heterosexual thoughts, homosexual thoughts. The average person may have, I don't know, criminal thoughts, non-criminal thoughts, may want to smoke, may not want to smoke, etc. And start there. Rather than looking at a sample size that's a minority or a majority. Because the one thing I'm learning is somebody who thinks they're not a diabetic or thinks they don't have high blood pressure or thinks they're not heterosexual or homosexual, etc. is never what they see. Okay? So, just, I don't know. I should be a researcher. Make a hell of a lot more money. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It looks like Marvel, all right, is having a Thor, like, lady figure now. They say Thor is a lady now. She is not She-Thor. This is not Lady Thor, not Thorita. According to MTV, this is Thor. Thor of the Marvel Universe is now a woman. Yeah, they gave her big boobies and they made her blonde. That's very interesting. I don't understand why she has that big boobies. Apparently in October, there's this new God of Thunder. And I don't know if this is going to be in the Marvel comic books. It's supposed to be a female Thor. I wonder who they're going to have act as female Thor. And no, it shouldn't be Angelina Jolie. It should be Dr. Dahlia. I think Dr. Dahlia could do a damn good female Thor. She only performs once a month, though. Oh, my husband's here. He does most of my material. Thank you. All right, so, well, good for them. Also, Marvel's going to unveil a new Captain America. That's interesting. Didn't Archie die? Then the comic books, Archie died because he wanted to save his friend from a bullet. He had an openly gay friend in the comic book, and I guess he tried to save him from a bullet and died. I haven't been really up on the whole comic thing. I'm really, really glad, though, comics are coming back, because I think these kids watch these movies, and they don't know what it's like to hold a comic book and to enjoy a comic book. But a Thorina, not a Thorina, her name would be Thor, and it's a woman. That's interesting. You know, I almost named my son Thor, my first son. When we were thinking about names, my husband's like, I really like Thor. And I'm like, we can name him Stone, we can name him Thor. Really thinking about naming my son Thor. I'm glad we didn't, you know, because I don't know. It's just, that's just a little too weird. Stone I like. So our kids' names are Stone and Brock. You know, we wanted one syllable. But if I had a daughter, I could name her Thor. Maybe that's why we didn't want to name him Thor, because it was a girl's name. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we need to stop sharing our beds with our little babies, okay? SIDS, the sudden infant death syndrome, appears to, again, be related to bed sharing. Younger babies are more likely to die when sharing beds with their parents than older babies, and they face a higher risk of sudden death when objects are with them in the crib. The study is the first to show that the risks during sleep may be different for infants of different ages. Parents of infants under 4 months of age should be aware that bed sharing is a huge risk factor. They say also make sure that the infants sleep without any objects around them. No toys, no pillows, nothing. All right. Even older infants, you know, kids 2 years of age could technically die of SIDS, guys. It could be up to 24 months. More than 2,000 babies died of sudden infant death syndrome in 2010 alone in the United States. That is the latest year for which the statistics are available. We don't have 2011 or 12, etc. According to the U.S. National Institutes of Health, 90% of the deaths occur to babies less than 6 months old. All right. In this new study, researchers sought to understand how the most common risk factors affect babies of various ages. This has been reported by Drugs.com. To find the answer, they examined more than 8,000 infant deaths from sleep-related causes from 24 states during the period of 2004 to 2012. 70% of the deaths occurred in babies who were sharing a bed at the time of their death, or a blanket or a pillow was found in the baby's beds, one-third of the deaths. The babies who died before 4 months of age were most likely to have been sharing a bed. To a lesser extent, they were more likely to be in an adult bed or sleeping on a person. They can't move their heads. Their heads are very, very heavy. They don't have the upper body strength to move their head, so they could very easily suffocate. Older babies between 4 months and a year were somewhat more likely to have slept with an object like a pillow or blanket or stuffed animal. It's usually the soft, cushiony objects. All right, and they had accidental suffocation. You know, see, you know, sometimes, you know, patients will ask me, I don't understand, won't the baby cry? Won't the baby, what happens is, if they're already hypoxic during sleep, remember, your oxygen already goes down. And even though you and I may wake up and jerk and move around, if we feel like we're cutting off our air supply or having sleep apnea, these kids, by the time they wake up, these infants, may still be very somnolent, very, very still drowsy. And they may be wavering in and out of consciousness. So it's not like they wake up, cry, can't move, and then they fight it. That may not always happen. What may happen also is just they're kind of out of it. So they start getting hypoxic. Maybe they move around a little bit. They become hypoxic faster than we would when we suffocate. They go under. They're unconscious. Their oxygen is still compromised. They try to breathe while they're unconscious. Breathing reflexes. They still can't get the air. And then they die. It's very sad. It's very, very scary. And so, no, it's not going to be noisy. There's not going to be a 10-minute fight like you see on strangulation scenes in the movies. It's not going to be like that all the time. SIDS was starting to become studied a lot more and making national news when I had my kids. And with the first kid, he did sleep with us because that wasn't a thought. We were afraid of SIDS, so we brought the baby into our bed. We knew that SIDS could happen, and we didn't want the baby in a crib in the next room dying or in the bassinet away from us, and I would be breastfeeding, whatever. So we would put the baby next to us, so we knew, and we could hear, etc. Sometimes we would roll over on the baby, which was pretty scary. That's a pretty scary one, where somebody asleep rolls over on the baby. But luckily, I was a very light sleeper, so I was awake most of it, and thank God nothing ever happened. But we immediately put the baby into a crib once we realized before the news, this is not the best situation. We need the baby in the crib, and the baby didn't want to. You know, even at 2 years old, he still wanted to climb into bed with us. These kids love climbing into bed with mom and dad. The problem is parents roll over on the kid. And if that kid can't fight the parent, I do not want parents sleeping with their kids. Now, I understand everybody wants to crawl in to, you know, mom and dad when they're older, movie, etc. All right, as long as dad or mom isn't big enough to suffocate and the kids are old enough, that's okay. But I would say get a little bassinet. Have the bassinet next to your bed. Have the crib next to your bed. You can have the crib right there where you're holding the baby. Yeah, the baby's gonna have a cow. The baby's gonna complain, etc. But the baby will get used to it. Okay? The baby, you know, these babies will eventually fall asleep. I think we as parents, we give in too much. I made the mistake with one of my kids with the sweets. He didn't want the peas. He didn't want the creamed green beans, right? He wanted the fruit. I gave it to him. Smoking marijuana does increase the risk of anxiety and depression. Researchers found the brains of users were less able to react to dopamine. Remember, dopamine is kind of the feel-good chemical. It kind of gives you that boost. And the study adds to previous research saying, look, marijuana can cause depression. But anxiety, this is kind of new. 48 people in the study, half received the drug. The other half was a control group. Personality and brain scans showed the cannabis users had significantly blunted dopamine responses compared with the controls who had never taken the drug. This could contribute to cravings, negative emotions, tendencies towards depression and anxiety. True, you could have a lot of paranoia and fidgetiness with people who smoke, but we already have too big a problem with anxiety. We already have so many people reaching for the Valiums and the Xanaxes and people having trouble sleeping. We really don't need anything added to this. But this is important to watch because as we see more and more states start to legalize marijuana, we're going to see more and more use. Something to watch for. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take me down,
take me down,
take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.